From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. An elaborate barrier that Israel says enhances the security of its 6 million citizens is imposing hardship on the daily life of thousands of Palestinians. The intricate path of ditches, trenches, fencing, and 26-foot-high concrete walls rolls across the occupied West Bank. It divides farmers from their fields and Palestinian villages from each other. Large chunks of arable land have been taken over, and local businesses are suffering.
The barrier project has sparked objections that Israel is grabbing land and undermining a future Palestinian state. Yesterday, the first segment in a four-part series examined the barrier from the Israeli side. Today, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the impact on the Palestinians. She went to the town of Qalqilya, the most seriously affected in the West Bank.
The mayor of Qalqilya takes the wheel of the municipality's white van and heads west to the Israeli-constructed cordon of metal, concrete, and razor wire that encircles the entire city of 41,000.
We are driving to the wall. We are in the main street of the town. And we are just 500 meters from this wall, which is going all around the town.
Mayor Maruf Saran, who frequently takes visitors to this new physical form of division between Israelis and Palestinians, comes to a stop beside a thick wall over two stories high.
And now every 300 meters there is a watchtower. And you know, it's like a prison, it's not more than a prison.
This wall, already painted with graffiti demanding an end to the separation, stretches nearly 2 miles. On the other side is Israel. This western side of the city is the only one that actually borders Israel. Yet the wall joins up miles of electronic fencing that ring the other three sides of Qalqilya to the north, east, and south. The mayor says Israel's circle of steel and concrete has separated 4,500 farmers from their land, relatives from one another, and this agricultural city from a third of its wells. The mayor eyes a farmer standing at a crossing controlled by soldiers, hoping to get to his land on the other side of the barrier.
You know, this farmer is waiting here. It's closed. He has to wait for 3 hours, 4 hours, unless they come and they allow him to cross. So the man, he is over there, he's calling for the soldiers, no one is answering him.
In the shadow of the wall further down, another farmer stoops over his grapes and newly planted palm trees and says 3 acres of apple orchards on the other side are lost to him for good. The 73-year-old farmer, who does not want his name used, bristles when asked if he could understand Israelis wanting to wall out suicide bombers who have infiltrated Israel from Qalqilya.
Fine. Why you are building the wall in my land? Build it in your land.
The path of construction only roughly follows the international green line, the border between Israel and the territory it seized in the 1967 war and has occupied since. At many points, the fortified fence that costs over $2.5 million per mile juts eastward into the occupied Palestinian territory. The looping trajectory envelops a half a dozen Jewish settlements in the area, placing them on the Israeli side of the barrier. Fenced in Qalqilya raises questions about a future Palestinian state made up of isolated pockets, or some say ghettos. Mayor Saran says encircling Qalqilya also undermines Israel's own future, because he says the enclosure is certain to strengthen already growing public support in the town for parties such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad, determined foes of Israeli-Palestinian peace.
You have to put a policy how to make these extremists weak. But what happened by Mr. Sharon, he is putting a policy how to make these extremists strong. By this wall, by making this separation, no communication between people, we lost the trust, and we lost respect, and we lost dignity. If you lose these three principles, you are moved, or you are pushed to be more extremists. We are pushed by Sharon policy.
A worsening economy is deepening resentment. The barrier surrounding Qalqilya has sealed all but one entrance into and out of the city. The manned military gateway has disrupted the flow of goods and services and trapped merchants and their products inside. Qalqilya's close proximity to Israel, once an economic asset, is now a liability. The encirclement of the city comes on top of a three-year-old Palestinian uprising that has closed 600 businesses, doubled the unemployment rate, and put 80% of the city's families on assistance from aid agencies, including the UN and Red Cross. At the Al-Manar car seat cover plant, annual sales have plummeted from $1 million to $150,000. The original factory in the city center burned down last summer, and this temporary plant on the edge of town houses production today. Manager Hassan Zaid says the land for a new factory was seized to build the barrier that now encloses Qalqilya. Zaid says he lost the chance to regain his livelihood.
And we lost the hope to make peace. We like to make peace. We like peace. Who didn't like peace?
In the nearby West Bank village of Jayus, farmers say they want peace too, but they hunker down in their fields in makeshift tents as if preparing for a drawn-out siege. Such is the fear and defiance the massive barrier has brought to this village of 3,000. The fortified fence slices through this agricultural breadbasket, putting villagers on one side and their land on the other. 57-year-old Abu Sofian camps with his wife in a cardboard shack under the canopy of what farmers here call a thousand-star hotel. He says Israeli soldiers routinely deny farmers access to their land, and so he plans to stay on his permanently. Israelis are greedy for the land, he says, and greedy for the water. He says security is just an excuse, and adds, we will never leave. Hydrologist Abdel-Latif Khalid says this is some of the most fertile land in the West Bank, producing 37 million pounds of produce a year. Many of the region's greenhouses in the path of the barrier were dismantled or abandoned as the project rolled across the West Bank. Khalid says the fence trajectory has also put the West Bank's richest groundwater resources on the other side of the barrier. He predicts the ritual summer water rationing, which affects blocks of the village, will get worse.
All our groundwater resources now located behind the wall. The houses in the community here receive water 2 hours every 3 days. 2 hours every 3 days. This is not natural obstruction. This is a human obstruction.
Israel says it has laid pipes near the barrier fence to improve water delivery. A defense ministry spokesman said, quote, the Palestinians have not lost 1 cubic centimeter of water. He says the army is also working on better access to farmland. But the damage goes far beyond that. UN agencies say more than 2,800 acres of private land have been seized in the project to date. Environmental NGOs say more than 100,000 trees have been destroyed. Israel says it replanted over 63,000. Hydrologist Abdel-Latif Khalid says pollution from the construction is choking what remains in this valley. Below in the distance, the earth movers continue their work. Khalid stands on the balcony of the Jayus municipality and points to the shroud of dust that has turned green olive groves chalky white.
Many of these trees are 500 years old. When you go there, if you touch the tree, all your body will be covered with dust. This has destroyed totally the olives itself.
Israel calls one of the biggest civil engineering projects in its history, with its guard towers and pyramids of razor wire, a fence. Whatever the name, it's been etched on the landscape and in the minds of Palestinians. Many say what Israel has erected is not a security barrier, but a barrier to peace. Again, the mayor of Qalqilya.
We say that whatever walls they are constructing here, if we are not healthy, if we are not feeling secured, they are not secured. They have to care so much about our life. They have to care so much about our economy. They have to care so much about education. If we are not educated, if we are not civilized, we will affect them. We will react against them. So they are harming us, but they are harming themselves also. So they have to think of it.
Qalqilya Mayor Maarouf Sahran. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.